content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Cindy Fowler from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Garden Smart e-newsletter, the National Gardening Association e-newsletter, the Triangle Garden Magazine, and the HGTV's Garden e-newsletter, and maybe from Jerry Baker's Terrific Garden Tonics. We'll start with the Garden Smart e-newsletter. How to choose tomato varieties best suited to your space and personal preferences by Joan Casanova. During the cold days of winter, gardeners are figuring out what to plant in their spring gardens. Nearly everyone plants tomatoes, which are known to be the most popular vegetable of all. A sometimes tricky task is deciding what tomato varieties to plant, since there are important varieties variables to consider: type, plant size, days to maturity, use, and so many varieties to choose from. Whether you want tomatoes for slicing, salads, making sauce, or sweet treats like cherry and grape tomatoes, all tomatoes are categorized as either determinate or indeterminate. You'll need to know if the tomato plant you choose is determinate or indeterminate so you can plant it in the right environment, pot or plot, and know what to expect. Determinate tomato varieties are compact plants, usually 2 to 3 feet tall. They grow, bloom, and set fruit just once, so you'll harvest the entire crop almost all at the same time. Generally speaking, if you have a limited amount of growing space or will be growing tomatoes in a pot or a planter, a determinate variety is a good choice. Determinate varieties are also good for gardeners who prefer to harvest their whole crop of tomatoes at once. Determinate tomato plants like Bush Goliath and Bush Early Girl are ideal for growing in containers. Indeterminate tomato varieties keep growing taller and taller, setting and ripening fruit all season long, right up to frost. If you have plenty of space and prefer to harvest all season long, indeterminates will work well for you. As indeterminate varieties grow very tall, you will need to lend support with either a cage or staking to keep them off the ground. Some examples of indeterminate tomato plants are Bonnie Original, Beefmaster, Better Boy, and Tammy G. Grape. When selecting varieties, you'll also need to consider if you plan to use your harvest for salads and snacking, making sauce, or slicing. Small salad and snacking tomatoes are bite-sized grape and cherry tomatoes like Husky Cherry Red, Juliet Groma Grape, Sun Sugar, and Sweet Million. Use cherry and grape tomatoes in salads, on skewers, or eat them as a tasty treat. Sauce/paste tomatoes are dense, meaty, and perfect for making sauce. Good choices are San Marzano, Roma, and Little Napoli Patio Roma for small spaces. Slicing tomatoes are medium to large in size and juicy, perfect for burgers, Mater sandwiches, or sliced on a plate with mozzarella and basil. Good choices are Big Beef, Bonnie Original, and Cherokee Purple. When choosing tomato varieties, there are other characteristics beyond use that will factor into your choices, like fruit size, color, hybrid or heirloom, disease resistance, and heat tolerance. There are lots of characteristics to consider. However, there's a super simple solution to sort through all the variables and choose the right tomato plants for you. Bonnie Plants, available coast to coast at Lowe's, Walmart, Home Depot, and more than 5,000 independent garden retailers, offers nearly 70 different tomato varieties to choose from. And they make the selection process simple for you with their Tomato Chooser located on their website. There's also a Pepper Chooser. And now from the National Gardening Association newsletter, Easiest Flowers to Grow by Erica Ellen Sunson. When it comes to gardening, Mother Nature is incredibly forgiving. You just need to know some basics to help her out. Many flowers actually are simple to grow if you know a few fundamentals, which is why we've rounded up the easiest flowers to grow right here. For starters, read the plant tag or description to learn if the flowers are annual flowers, which live one season, or perennial flowers, which come back every year. If they're perennials, make sure they'll survive winters in your hardiness zone. Pay attention to the light requirements, too. Full sun means 6 hours or more per day. Part sun is about half that. And do not try to plant a sun lover in the shade or a plant that needs shade in full sun. You'll only set yourself up for failure, waste money, and kill off your poor, helpless plants. It's also essential that you keep your plants watered when they're first planted and during any dry spells. That is, if you don't get any rain for a week. You may want to check out drought-resistant plants if the area you live in has an arid climate. And if you're planting flowers in pots, make sure there are drainage holes or drill a few in the bottom of the pot yourself. No plant enjoys soggy roots. Now, push back your sleeves, put on your gardening gloves, and plant these easy flowers to grow in your garden. Shop marigold seeds. Your grandma and her grandma probably grew these sturdy, old-fashioned favorites. These annuals are almost indestructible, surviving heat and dry spells, and blooming non-stop from planting until a hard frost. They come in varying heights from 6 inches to 2 feet, in colors including sunny yellows, cheery oranges, and creamy whites. Insider hint. Pinch off the dried flower heads to encourage further blooms and save them so you'll have seeds to plant next year. Marigolds require a full sun. And shop sedum. With hundreds of varieties of sedum, also called stone crop, you will find one you love. Its fleshy leaves help it survive dry spells, and its muted colors are welcome in the late-season garden when almost everything else has faded. The cut blooms last almost forever in a vase. Sedum requires full sun. These hardy perennials, with fuzzy gray-green foliage, have a spicy, minty scent and purple-blue flowers that last from midsummer onwards. Pollinators love cat mint. Newer varieties do not flop over but will keep a nice mounded shape. Cat mint requires full sun. And shop begonias. These low maintenance annuals bloom continuously without the need for you to deadhead pinch spent blooms. Flowers include shades of rose, red, white, salmon, or orange. Begonias thrive in both pots and in the landscape, and need mostly shade. And shop nasturtium seeds. These bright annuals are easy to grow from seeds. Just soak overnight, then rub a file against the seed before planting to encourage quicker germination. They're slow to take off, but by late summer you'll have oodles of flowers. Nasturtiums come in both bush forms and climbing vines. Fun bonus, they're edible with a slightly peppery kick that spices up salads. Nasturtiums require full sun and sharp daylilies. If you cannot grow anything else, try daylilies. Incredibly unfussy, these perennials bloom for just one day, as the name suggests, but in great profusion. You can snap off the flowers as they fade if you're a bit of a neat-nick, or leave in place. In a few years, your daylily can be divided so you can plant elsewhere in your garden or share with friends. Daylilies require full sun. Sharp angelonia, with teeny snapdragon-like flowers that bloom profusely. Angelonia is a can't-miss plant for patio pots. It comes in every color of the rainbow and blooms from spring to fall. They need full sun in cool climates and afternoon shade in hot climates. The tiny faces of these adorable annuals can handle light frost, so they bloom all winter long in mild climates. Even though they're technically annuals, violas drop tons of seeds, so they often pop up again on their own next spring. They do well in pots or in ground and require full sun. With ruffled leaves and colorful foliage, Heuchera, also called coral bells, has dainty flower spikes that appear in spring to midsummer. The flowers are tiny, but the gorgeous foliage is reason enough to grow this easy-peasy perennial. Give it a few years to let it really show its stuff. Heuchera needs mostly shade, though some kinds tolerate full sun. And sharp black-eyed Susan seeds. They're almost perfect perennials. They're not fussy, have a long bloom time, and boast a cheery look that works in any garden, no matter the style. They attract butterflies and bloom from midsummer until mid-fall. Deer and rodents usually leave them alone. Read the tag, because some are perennial, while others only last 2 years, biennial. So they're treated as annuals and replanted every year. Black-eyed Susan requires full sun. Sharp portulacas. These creeping succulents are extremely tough and drought-resistant. They open up during the day and close at night. Their colors include gorgeous hot pinks, deep scarlets, corals, and every shade of yellow, and require full sun. And sharp salvia seeds. Salvia is a drought-hardy perennial with pretty, deep green mounded foliage topped with spikes of purple, blue, or pink flowers. Bees love this plant. Rabbits and deer tend to leave it alone, so it is a reliable addition to your garden. Salvia requires full sun. And sharp petunias. You can grow these from seed if you start indoors in winter and have tons of patience, or buy the plants in spring. Petunias make wonderful bedding plants, but they're also beautiful tumbling from hanging baskets. Look for newer varieties, which bloom all season without having to deadhead to keep the flowers coming. Petunias require full sun. And sharp daffodils. If you can tolerate a little delayed gratification, you plant these bulbs in fall for spring flowers. Plant daffodils. These trumpet-shaped flowers are a sure sign of spring, and rodents typically leave the bulbs alone. They multiply and return every year and require full sun. Now from HGTV's Garden E-Newsletter. Can't kill Flowers for Beginners by Lynn Coulter. Don't say you have a brown thumb. Try these easy-to-grow, can't-kill beauties and watch your beginner's thumb turn green. Sunflowers. Sunflower seeds are large and easy to handle, so great for children or beginner gardeners. Chocolat has giant chocolate brown blooms with golden tips. You can find sunflowers in many different sizes and colors. They grow happily in sunny gardens. Zinnia. Look for zinnias in almost every color except blue. They're also available in a variety of heights. The flowers may look like daisies or dahlias, spiders or pom-poms, and more. Plant them in the sun and space them as directed on the seed packet or label. Good air circulation helps prevent disease. Marigolds. Cheerful marigolds are easy to grow in sunny spots, brightening your garden with shades of yellow, red, and gold as they bloom all summer long. African or American-type marigolds grow 3 to 5 feet tall, but you can find shorter and more compact varieties. Pansies. Pansies add color to your garden while the weather is cool in spring and fall. They'll even overwinter in some regions if they're mulched for protection. Give these undemanding plants sun and soil that drains easily. Impatience. Ask little more than a shady spot and enough water to keep them from wilting. Plant these pretty annuals when the weather is really ugly warm. Reliably warm. In recent years, many impatiens have succumbed to downy mildew. Big Bounce is a new hybrid for shade to partial sun that resists this deadly disease. You'll also find disease-resistant impatiens in the Bounce series. Begonias. Tough, can't-kill summer begonias like Surefire Rose are great for hanging baskets, containers, or garden beds. Give them sun or shade and they'll reward you with lots of lush color. Snapdragons. Bring butterflies to your beginner's garden with pink and green and cream snapdragons like Twinny Apple Blossom. These plants bloom heavily and stand up to the often harsh weather in spring and fall. Daffodils. Plant daffodil bulbs and stand back. They'll burst into bloom each spring, filling your garden with color and fragrance. Give these hardy bulbs a sunny or partly sunny home in the garden or in containers. They're best planted in the fall. Cosmos. Add cosmos plants to your garden to grow these daisy-like flowers from seeds. These annuals are so undemanding, they'll bloom even in poor soils. They like full sun, but appreciate afternoon shade in hot climates, and tolerate drought once they're up and growing. Geraniums. Great in window boxes, hanging baskets, pots, or the garden, geraniums are low-maintenance plants. Grow these perky flowers for color from spring until frost. They prefer full sun, but may need some afternoon shade in hot regions. Morning glories. To help morning glory seeds sprout, soak them in tepid water the night before you plant, or file the hard seed coat to open it. Once they're started, morning glories can take care of themselves, but because they'll drop seeds and self so readily, be careful where you plant them or you'll be pulling volunteers for years. To help control unwanted seedlings, mow, rake, or heavily mulch the ground underneath the plants. Blanket flower. Blanket flowers are native wildflowers in parts of the U.S., and they grow robustly in full sun. These butterfly magnets bloom from early summer into fall. Daylilies. These sun-loving perennials bloom dependably in almost any kind of soil, as long as it drains easily. Best of all, you can divide them after a time and expand your garden. And from the Triangle Gardener magazine, There are some events coming up. Winter Symposium, where design and plants become one. February the 15th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're here to inspire gardeners and illuminate the relationship between gardening and art with speakers. Shannon Curry, Bob Lyons, and Alyssa Steves. There is a fee, and you need to pre-register. This will be at the J.C. Rostrum Arboretum at NC State University in Raleigh. Call 919-515-3132. 919-515-3132 for more information. And moss, primitive and beautiful, on February the 18th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join us to learn more about moss gardens, hosted by the Durham Garden Forum. There is a fee. For information, go to the site durhamgardenforum@gmail.com. This happens at Sarah P. Gardens in Durham. And gardens, evergreen shrubs, February the 19th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and also on February the 26th, 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. This class with Katie Rose Levin, arborist and executive director of Trees Durham, is offered as three sessions to introduce you to a select group of plants, including identification skills, design use, and plant requirements. There's a fee and you need to pre-register. This happens at Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. Call 919-668-1707. 919-668-1707 for more information. And now from Jerry Baker's terrific garden tonics. There's a lethal weapon tonic. Garlic and onions are definitely double-duty crops. Besides tasting great, they provide the key ingredient for a perfect pest-fighting spray. The ingredients? 3 tablespoons of garlic and onion juice. Make our garlic and onion juice by chopping 2 cloves of garlic and 2 medium onions. Combine in a blender with 3 cups of water. Then strain and use the remaining liquid. Okay, so the ingredients are 3 tablespoons of garlic and onion juice, 3 tablespoons of skim milk, 2 tablespoons of baby shampoo, 1 teaspoon of hot sauce, and 1 gallon of water. Mix these ingredients together in a bucket and pour into a 20-gallon Hosein sprayer. Spray on your vegetables every 10 days to prevent damage from aphids and many other pests. And treat these ladies right. If aphids are tormenting your turnips or any other crop, plant some hairy vetch next to your veggies and your troubles will be over. To a ladybug, a big patch of hairy vetch is palatial living quarters, and a ladybug's idea of a 4-star restaurant is a plant full of aphids. It's a simple equation. More ladybugs, fewer aphids. And ask Jerry. No matter what I do, cucumber beetles just won't leave my cucumbers alone. Help! Answer. Cucumber beetles are drawn to cucumbers by a bitter compound that most varieties have in their skin. These bad beetles tend to steer clear of kinds like Aria, Holland, Jazzer, and Lemon, which do not have that chemical attraction. But you won't want to steer clear of them. They turn out some of the tastiest harvests you'll find. And a marvelous melon soil mix. Melons are mighty particular about the ground they call home, so it is worth putting some extra effort into making their bed. This mixture suits them to a T. The ingredients, 2 parts coarse builder's sand, not beach or sandbox sand, builder's sand, 1 part compost, 1 part professional planting mix, and 1 cup of mouth-watering melon mix. To make mouth-watering melon mix, combine 5 pounds of earthworm castings available in catalogs, 1/2 pound of Epsom salts, and 1/4 cup of instant tea granules. Mix these ingredients in a bucket or wheelbarrow. Use the mixture to fill each of your melon planting holes. Then get ready to modestly accept your town's most mouth-watering melon award and make a melon cradle. One of my favorite tricks for recycling plastic milk jugs is using them in the melon patch to prevent the fruit from rotting. Simply cut a jug in half lengthwise, lay 1/2 on the ground, and set the ripening melon inside. Not only will this plastic perch prevent rot, but it will also discourage critters from nibbling on your melons. The brick trick. If you can't wait to slice into a ripe, juicy melon, try fast-forwarding their ripening time. Place your young melons on bricks while they're still attached to the vine, and the heat that the bricks absorb will speed up the ripening process. Works every time. And here's some Grandma Putt's pointers. Here's a little secret I learned from Grandma Putt back when I was a boy. To grow the absolute biggest pumpkins in town, remove all but the 2 biggest fruits from each vine. And an Ask Jerry question. I'm never quite sure when to harvest my sweet corn. How can I tell when it's ready for picking? Answer. Pop them, then pick them. What do I mean? Start testing your corn about 15 days after the silk appears. Peel back the huck a couple of inches and press on a kernel with your fingernail until it pops open. If the juice is milky, the corn is perfect for picking. If it is watery, give it a few more days. If it is pasty, then you're late, so you better get picking right away. Need some advice on using edible flours? Here are some fun ways to add excitement to meals. Use them as a garnish for dips or prepared food. Enjoy them as colorful additions to scrambled eggs. Freeze small flowers or petals in ice cubes to perk up a punch. Make candied flowers and a mite-free fruit tree mix. You have been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time. If you have questions or comment, call 919-832-5138.